Thank you. Hey, y'all. Good morning. Start sharing. I'm here. Thank you. Not right now, you know. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Good morning, hey y'all. Thank you. Y'all do me a favor, share. I'm sharing if you'll share. Sharing is caring. I remember when they used to tell us that growing up, but it really is. It really is caring. Woo! Come on. That's good, Mary. Mary said, just saying thank you. It's, I don't know, it just became automatic for me. It just started happening. But you're absolutely right. Y'all, let me tell you about my little, I'm going to call him y'all nephew, Judah Johnson. So Judah has hair like mine. But Judah doesn't take care of hair like I take care of my hair. So yesterday when I got up, he goes, just a hater. Yo, this is the second or third morning. Your hair been looking all shiny. I said, yours good too. Take care. Just a little hater, Tiff. Tell me, this is the second or third morning. Your hair just looks all shiny. Oh, yours could look shiny too. Get up, take care of your hair, and put product in it. Say, have your own kid. It be your own kids, Mary. It just be your own kids. I was like, okay, whatever. Come on, y'all, keep sharing. Get him, Keidra. Yeah, that's what he gonna say. Yes, they tell me, your hair is so shiny. Yeah, you hate, take care of your hair. Do something to your head. Your hair will be too. Get up. My hair is growing out, so as it grows, we just gonna see what it does. But it be your own kids. I'm like, man, just say my hair look pretty. Thank you. You ain't gotta talk about it shiny. Just say it look pretty. Goodness. And then do something to your head. He has way more hair than I have. His hair is like this big. But when you stretch it out, it goes to his shoulder. It goes like down to his shoulder. So he's just a hater because he won't take care of his hair. He braided it though. He don't know. I told him, man, we finna see the travel braider. Because his hair need to be taken care of. Come on, y'all share. I got something good for you today. Ooh, I feel like something bit my hand. Got something good for you today. It's not even a new cut, Shimana. It's not a new cut. I haven't had my hair cut in months. That's the funny thing. It's not a new cut. I got cut in November. I think that's when she cut me. November, December. And December for my birthday. So it's not even a new cut. Everybody keeps saying, oh, your cut is so pretty. I was like, I haven't been cut since December. It's actually growing out. So I'm excited to see the growth. And I haven't worn, the difference is I haven't worn my natural curl in years. So it's not even a new cut. It's a growth process. My haircut was so short. I realized how short it was in December until I went back and looked at some pictures. But thank y'all for the compliments. Come on, Lord, thank you, thank you. And you're right, Mary, thank you. Clears the atmosphere. So thank you. Share it. Thank you. Woo! Come on, the glory of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rest on this devotional this morning. Rest on our minds. Rest in our thoughts. Woo! Be with us. Go before us. Woo! Thank you that the angels are encamped. Hey, Lex. Thank you that the angels are encamped around us. So Lex gonna watch the devotional from the living room. He's just looking at me. Thank you that the angels are encamped around us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your strength. He said, my mind up yet. Thank you, thank you, thank you for newness. Thank you for new beginnings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ooh, thank you for a fresh start. I love that every day is a new beginning. Imagine if we like that. Woo! Imagine if you woke up today and said, you know what? I'm not bringing yesterday into today. Come on. My God. Come on. Woo! That's exciting me. Come on. Woo! Come on, put it. Come on. Notes, I get a fresh start today. Woo! I could shout off that right there. Come on. I get a fresh start. Hey, B, I get a fresh start today. Come in the comments. Come on. I get a fresh start today. Woo! Come on. That's doing something on the inside of me. I get a fresh start today. Come on. Say it. I get a fresh start. Hey, Bev. Hey, Jala. I get a fresh start. Hey, Dre. I get a fresh start today. Oh, my God. Imagine if we lived in that. Woo! Like, for real. My goodness. Yesterday, can I tell you something? Yesterday is considered history. It's history. Woo! Yesterday is considered history. Get a fresh start today. Oh my God. I get a fresh start. So let me tell you something. If I get a fresh start today, everybody connected to me does too. Woo! I'm not bringing up nothing from yesterday. Yesterday was history. Yesterday is history. It don't exist in the going forward books anymore. Man, it doesn't exist in the going. Whatever I didn't, can I tell you something? I'm gonna help some of y'all anal people out. If you didn't complete something like a work task or something on your list, we're not going to even carry the list over from yesterday. Woo! Come on. You're going to make you a fresh list today. Woo! Woo! Come on. That's doing something on the inside of me. My God. You're not going to pull out yesterday's list. We're not pulling out Juanita, Angela. We're not pulling out yesterday's list. You're going to make a fresh list for today. Why? Because today is a new day. It's a fresh start. It's a new beginning. Because Jasmine, I know. Jasmine, like, how you know? Because you got that little list yesterday. You're like, oh, I didn't get it. Nope. You're going to make yourself a fresh list. So these are today's tasks. Woo! And then that way you're not even talking about what you didn't complete yesterday. Woo! Come on. Can I tell y'all something? When I make my little list or whatever I got today, my friends will tell you several times throughout the day, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm having a successful day, right? I may have gotten one thing done. It doesn't matter. It's a success. It marks success. Woo! I don't have to have everything completed for it to mark success. Woo! Come on, free. I'm gonna get free today. Free yourself today. I don't have to, right? Today I get a fresh start. Woo! And whatever I didn't accomplish yesterday, that's history. So today when I make my list and I think on today, I'm thinking from everything. Y'all, come on. This is God's way. I am thinking of everything. Woo! From a brand new beginning. My God, that means I'm not going to remind anyone of any, even if I asked somebody to do something yesterday and they didn't do it. My goodness. Guess what? Hey, can you do this for me today? Come on, y'all. Come on. Can you do this for me today? Woo! Fresh start. That's fresh perspective. Now listen, for some of y'all that may be new to the devotional, No need, yes, sir. Holy Spirit said, ain't even no need for me to say it. I'm Lakeisha M. Johnson, aka LMJ. Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Lakeisha. They gonna find out soon enough. The Lord said you gonna find out. Mary, you getting it? I'm getting it too. Mary, you getting it? I'm getting it too. Mary says she get it. Woo! My God. My God. Don't mess your day up thinking about yesterday. Bringing yesterday in. Woo! So can I tell you something I do? When people do things to me and say they, it is very difficult for controlling spirits. Hello, my name is Lakeisha M. Johnson. And I was a control addict. Hello, my name is Lakeisha M. Johnson. And I was a control addict. And I'm still working on some controlling behaviors today. God revealed to me yesterday some controlling behaviors I have. So whatever somebody didn't even complete for us yesterday, say you asked somebody to do something, they didn't do it. You're not going to come at them today. I don't care if it's work. I don't care if it's something. You're not going to come at him. You're just going to simply say, hey, this is what I need you to do today. Because we're going to focus on today. We don't care if they messed it up. We don't care if they didn't. This is what I need you to do for me today. Come on. Connect the dots, Lord. Connect the dots. This is what I need you to do. This is what I need you to do for me today. Come on. 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 When I start thinking like this, then I remember that God is my hope. I'm going to give y'all something God gave me. You're going to work through this today. So you get a fresh start. My God. History. My God. So Lamentations 3, 21 and 23. And Jeremiah is confessing that his hope was lost, right? He was in 318. Listen, look how quick this flipped and changed. I'm finna go. God been doing some suddenly spiritually. Come on, y'all, keep sharing. God been doing some breakthroughs spiritually. I've been seeing them. I've been feeling them. People been giving me their testimonies. So look, in the 18th verse in Lamentation, Jeremiah is like, oh, my future is lost, as well as my hope from the Lord. Right. Then he prays. He says, remember my affliction and my homelessness, the wormwood and the poison. And he's saying, I continually remember them, and then I become depressed. I'm finna go. Woo! I am not playing with the Lord today. This is what Jeremiah is saying. He says, I continually remember my affliction. He said, we don't read this all apart. Y'all just go to Lamentations 3, 22, 23, and you take it and run with it, right? But this is what is happening with Jeremiah. Woo! He goes, remember my affliction and my homelessness. He in this moment with God. He says, the wormwood and the poison. He said, I continually remember them. And he said, and then I become depressed. Woo! Remember, God has been dealing with us about what we mutter. God has been dealing with us about the thoughts in our hearts. Have you ever meditated something so hard you don't even realize you becoming it? You become what you meditate. And then you like show up, you like, how did I get here? Well, it's what I meditated on. Go back over to Proverbs. Remember, God's words are what's going to give us life. God's words are what's going to give life. So here Jeremiah is. He's like, my future is lost, as well as my hope from the Lord. Remember my affliction and my homelessness, the wormwood and the poison. He's remembering his affliction. Woo! As if God can't. So Jeremiah is bringing this part of the verse. Jeremiah is bringing us to a very low point in the book. He depressed, and he's remembering the affliction, and it's causing more depression. He's remembering what went wrong, and it's causing more depression. Woo! He's remembering what didn't happen, and it's causing more depression. So in the 18th verse, he's remembering what went wrong and it's causing more depression. This is the 18th verse, right? Woo! So then all of a sudden, something happens. Woo! All of a sudden, something happens. He took control of his mind. I'm finna go. I'm fine. I'm gone. See y'all later. That's it. That's the message. He took control of his mind. Ooh. So when the Lord says to us, you get a fresh start. Ooh. You get a brand new day. You're taking control of your mind. Ooh. One of my friends probably be on the edge when I be telling their stories, but I don't be telling their names. But they know I would never tell their name. And then they don't know. Don't nobody else know what I'm talking about either, right? Like, not even necessarily in our friend circle. One of my friends was having a really hard time yesterday. She was getting frustrated. I could tell she was getting frustrated with me because she was kind of taking it out on me. But it was okay, but it was not okay. And I was reminding her, I was like, hey, you're not going to talk to me like this. Like, you're not going to sit up here and talk to me like this. I did not do this to you. And she was like, she said something else. And then I was like, I was telling her, you're emotionally responsible for your day. So you're not going to take it out on me. I guess I'm just not supposed to do nothing. No, you are to take control of your mind. You are to take control of your thoughts. You are to take control of what's going on. And how we emotionally manage well is we acknowledge. Jeremiah did not acknowledge the depression. Y'all gonna get free today. He did not. We don't not acknowledge the anger. We don't not acknowledge the fear. We don't not acknowledge the worry. We don't stuff. We don't act like nothing happened. Never should we do that. So we can acknowledge what's going on, but at some point, I got to take control over my thoughts. I got to take control over my mind. And most of us never functioned like this. My God. Because we were taught to be like Jeremiah was. I continually remember my affliction, and then I become depressed. You can address it, you can feel it, you can grieve it, but you cannot afford to stay there. Because guess what? Now and you can really start your day over anytime during your day, I believe that. I'm like, oh, I'm starting my day over. It ain't gonna be no bad day. I can have a bad moment, but I'm not having a bad day. So in the 18th verse, we see him, right? My future is lost as well as my hope in the Lord. And then he snaps out of it. 18th verse, he like, my hope is lost. And then this is how I'm going to tell you he got control, right? This is why I'm telling you he changed his mind. Listen to this scripture. He says, yet I call this to mind. Woo! This is the word. He acknowledges the depression. But then he turns around and he says, yet I call this to mind. Woo! You watch a real life. So if it's written, it's to give us hope that we can too. That's what he says. He says, yet I call this to mind. Woo! Come on. What do you need to call to mind today? I'm gonna go. He says, yet I call this to mind. See, that's why you gotta read the whole Bible. That's why we gotta read the before and the after. He says, yet I call this to mind. Woo! This is you. You're responsible for this. Because you'll be sitting around waiting on God to change your mind. He said, you think on things that appear lovely and good report. We're going to take some of the responsibility off of God of what we are to do for ourselves. If not, you'll never walk in the right mindset. This isn't a, come by y'all, my Lord. I know somebody taught you to function that way. It's not a, just come, no. You got to call it to mind. Woo! You are made in the image of God. You have some power. You got some authority. Woo! So he says, yeah, I call this to mind. Woo! Can you put this in the notes? There's no such thing as too far gone. My God. I don't care how long you've been in it. I don't care how long you thought this way. I don't care how long. Come on, y'all. There is no such thing as too far gone. My God, I thank you. There is no such thing as too far gone. It's no such, because sometimes some of y'all will continue to stay in it because you'll be like, well, I've been thinking this, so I guess this is just it. No, no. Today is your first start. Yesterday is history. There is no such thing as too far gone. Here he is. Here he is in his depression. Woo. And then he calls this to mind. Woo. This is not just the way you are. You will not be a chronic worrier from this point on. Woo. You will not be chronic in anxiety from this point on. You will not be chronic in depression from this point on. You will not be chronic in a lack mind state from this point on. You will not be chronic in an impoverished mindset. I'm declaring that over you. Your breakthrough is going to come today. You are going to learn how to call things to your mind. Woo! And it's not too far gone. Care how long it's been there. It's not when Jesus was the man for 30 some years who was laying by the pool, right? I think they were in Bethesda or wherever, and they had a belief that the angels would travel the water and the first person that would get in, woo, would be healed. So there was a man laying in his affliction. I'm finna go. Lord, you gonna, woo! There was a man laying in his affliction. Come on, y'all need to hear this. Because you won't reach for what belongs to you because you'll think it's too far gone. Woo! You won't reach what you're supposed to have in this season because you'll think it's too far gone. You won't believe in hope for your children because you think it's not too far gone. My God, come on. And you can really change your mindset, my God, so you can walk in the freedom that has been presented to you. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. So it can't be too far gone. My God. Listen. So he's laying by the pool, lame. Jesus walks up. I think Jesus was looking to do a miracle. Woo! And he said to him, he said, you don't want to get healed? Woo! You don't want to get healed? This is what Jesus said to him. He says, you don't want to get healed? And this is his excuse. He's like, I do. But I have nobody to put me in the water. Nobody put me in the water. So Jesus says to him, get your stuff and get out. That's my paraphrase. Get your stuff and get out. Woo! Get up, get out. Here's the amazing part, because this man really don't know who Jesus is. But the power in the word, because remember, Jesus is the word. I'm finna go. The power in the word. Woo! So you got to see the word. Jesus is the word. John 1, the word was with God. Woo! See, Jesus was the word. If you understand, when we speak, come on, y'all. Jesus was the word. So when the word spoke, woo! Because this man didn't know who Jesus is. But it's so much power in who Jesus is. It's so much power in the word of God. Woo! That when Jesus speaks, woo! See, some of y'all be waiting on a divine moment to be caused by somebody else when you can cause your own divine. Who said that? Holy Spirit, who said that? Jesus said, you can do these things in my name. See, you be waiting, you've been waiting on an encounter with somebody and you can cause your own divine. So then when Jesus spoke, the word spoke. You can change your own mind. And therefore, that's what he says. He says, yet I called this to mind and therefore I have hope. You can cause your own. You've been waiting on an encounter. You think you got to be at church. You think you got to have a man or a woman of God. And all you got to do is change your own mind. All you got to do is change your own mind. Woo! This is a mindset renewal today. You needed your mind renewed to the truth of God. Woo! Your declarations, your confession. People tell you it don't take all that. People who have the mindset, the declarations and confessions are unnecessary, are people who do not understand the power of reframing your thoughts to look like the kingdom of God. So when Jesus spoke, because this man has no idea who Jesus is, Jesus goes, get up, get out. And he gets up and gets out and walks. See, I need you to understand this from a medical standpoint. For 35 years, if you have not used your muscles, they would have atrophied. For 35 years, if you had not used your muscle, they would have atrophied. For 35 years, if you had not walked, me too, Mary, I'm finna go. Can I go? For 35 years, if you hadn't used what was supposed to be functional, because remember the man said, I have nobody to put me in. I can't get in because I have nobody to put me in. So for 30 years, 35 years, however long he has sat there in that state, his muscles would not have been able to produce what they were supposed to. But the power of God. Most people don't think about the miracle. Bev says she ain't never thought about the miracle. Most people don't think about the miracle. For if he had laid there for 35 years, his muscles would have atrophied. They wouldn't have been able to do what he was supposed to do. But the man picks up and walks on into a new life, into a new beginning. So when the Lord says to us, it's not too far gone. When the Lord says to us, it's not too far gone. When the Lord says to us, you get a fresh start. When the Lord says to us, you get a brand new beginning, his muscle has atrophied. He gets up and does what shouldn't even be physically possible. Man, I'm finna go. He gets up and does what physically possible because the word spoke. Y'all been quoting this all your life. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can you really find the strength through the word of God? Woo! Can you really find the strength through the word of God? So when the word spoke, because that's who Jesus is in the beginning, John 1, in the beginning. Woo, come on, y'all. So when the word spoke, he got up and he walked in what was impossible. Every morning the Lord has been having me put Psalms 37 on my TV. He just put it on, played in the house. And it's funny because I've heard this Psalms multiple times, right? But there's so much richness. Y'all gotta stick with me. I got a little bit more to give y'all. There's so much richness in what's been playing over me. Will y'all give me just a second? It says, first of all, do not be agitated by evildoers. Do not envy those who do wrong. For they wither quickly like grass and wilt like tender green plants. Trust in the Lord and do what is good. Dwell in the land and live securely. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. Woo! So I don't have to spend, can I tell y'all something? Y'all do not have to spend all this time. I'm trying to figure out my purpose. If you pursue God, you're going to run right into what you're supposed to have. You're going to run right into who you're supposed to be. Your job is to pursue God. Woo! Commit your ways to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Mark, making your righteousness shine like the dawn, your justice like the... Be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him. Do not be agitated by one who prospers in his own way. Woo! Do not be agitated by one who prospers in his own way, by the person who carries out evil plans. Refrain from anger and give up your rage. Do not be agitated. Woo! It can only bring harm. Woo! Come on. Release and loose us and set us free today. For evildoers will be destroyed, but those who put their hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Woo! Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. A little while and the wicked person will be more. Come on. Though you look for him, he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land and will enjoy abundant prosperity. Ooh. The wicked person schemes against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. But the Lord laughs at him because he sees that his day is coming. Let me tell y'all something. I told somebody yesterday. I said, we love to say God has the whole world in his hands, right? We quote that God is omniscient and omnipotent. But often we look through life through what we see. We're only going to be able to see at a whatever is around us. God, who the earth belongs to, sees it all. Woo! So when I come into revelation that I'll never see it all. Woo! Come on, I'm going to give you something else. That I'll never see it all. As a matter of fact, the scripture says we see through a glass darkly. I'll never see it all. This is why I have to learn how to put my full trust in God, because he sees the whole world. He sees the old. I don't see in that capacity. I can only see from human perspective. Woo! So when I see and when I grasp that understanding, it switches what I worry over. Because it's really in God's hands, right? So it says the wicked person schemes against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. The Lord laughs at him because he sees that his day is coming. He knows that a wicked person, he knows that the enemy's day is coming. He knows whatever it is, he knows it's coming. He says the wicked have drawn the sword and stung the bow to bring down the poor and needy and to slaughter those whose way is upright. Their swords will enter their own hearts. And their bowels will be broken. Sound like what they plan for you will turn on them. That's how I want to escape. Sound like whatever they plan on you gonna turn on. If you knew how God, the little that the righteous person has is better than the abundance of many wicked people. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord supports the righteous. The Lord watches over the blameless all their days, and their inheritance will last forever. Woo! They will not be disgraced in times of adversity. I need you to pause. Put this in your notes. Come on, type it in the comments. I will not be put to shame. Come on, Shanita. I will not be put to shame. Come on. The other, I will not be put to shame. Come on, Crystal. I will not be put to shame. I need you to type that in the comments. I will not be put to shame. That's what he just said. He said, the Lord watches over the blameless all their days, and their inheritance will last forever. They will not be disgraced in times of adversity. And in times of adversity, you're not going to be put to shame. You're not going to be put, Angela, you're not going to be put to shame for trusting in the Lord. You're not going to be put to shame for believing God. You're not going to be put to shame. You will not be put to shame. That is not how the kingdom works. Woo! If I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not into my own understanding and all my ways acknowledge him, he is going to make my path straight. So in a time of adversity, I'm not going to be put to shame. Woo! He says, the Lord watches over their blameless all their days, and their inheritance will last forever. They will not be disgraced in times of adversity. They will be satisfied in days of hunger. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies, like the glory of the pastures, will fade away. And you are not going to be sitting around looking for somebody to perish. I don't know where y'all get that stuff from. because it's actually unscripture. You are not looking for somebody's downfall. You are not supposed to be doing that. You are actually supposed to be praying and asking God to have mercy. You are not supposed to be saying to somebody, touch not thy anointed. Y'all not supposed to do that. We are not supposed to do that. That is not scripturally correct. You're not. God is going to do what he's supposed to do. You are not supposed to do that. That is not what the scripture says. That is not, as a matter of fact, he says, do good. Bless those. That is not blessing the person. He says, bless those that misfitfully use you. You are not to be looking for someone's downfall. All them little posts y'all be making about, y'all need to take that stuff down. Woo! He said, the not righteous will never be forsaken. The seed bring, you're supposed to be praying for them. It is, Nicole, that's pride. And you don't even realize, and it's self-righteous and not God's righteousness. Because when I understand God's righteousness, look, this is what it said. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord supports the righteous. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies, like the glory of the pastures, will fade away. They will fade away like smoke. The wicked person's borrows and does not repay, but the righteous one is gracious and giving. Those who are blessed by the Lord will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will be destroyed. A person's steps are established by the Lord, and he takes pleasure in his way. Though he falls, he will not be overwhelmed, because the Lord supports him with his hand. Even if you fall, you're not going to be overwhelmed. Woo! I'm not going to be able to do all this today. Oh, my God. Even though you fall, I'm going to have to continue some tomorrow on Saturday's prayer call, ladies only. A person's steps are established by the Lord, and he takes pleasure in his way. Though he falls, he will not be overwhelmed. So even when you fall, God still takes pleasure in your way. This morning, the Lord woke me up and he said, nothing is wrong. And I said, nothing is wrong. This sounds so weird. Give him more. Yes, sir, I'm going to give him more. It sounds so weird. He says, nothing is wrong. And so I said, okay. He said, no, listen, nothing is wrong. And I'm like, I need you to show me this. He's like, there's nothing wrong. Woo! I said, I need you to show me this in scripture. Woo! Give you two things he gave me. My God. And it was funny because he was telling me nothing is wrong. And then the enemy was trying to whisper in my ear that I was going to get bad news today. And I was like, nah, I told you nothing is wrong. If you stand still, the Lord will overwhelm you in truth. Because just like Jesus, he'll need you stuck nowhere. So when he speaks a word, it's so you could get up and move on. So he took me to Romans 8 and 28. We know all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to this purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those who he predestined, he also called. And those who he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Ooh. If you back up into the 26th verse, it says, in the same way, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, because we do not know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with unspoken groanings. Woo! And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will. So when the Lord says he's interceding, it means the Holy Spirit is appealing for things that you don't even know need to be appealed for. So when the Lord says, nothing is wrong, woo, I'm like, even the mistakes you make aren't wrong. Even the hard times you've gone through, they're not wrong. None of this is wrong. None of it is wrong. And the reason it's not wrong is because according to the will of God, we have been predestined. We have been chosen. So we are loving God, because when we love him, we get transformed into his image. You don't transform yourself. When I love God, I'm transformed into his image. Woo! Come on. That's the condition. When I love God, that's what's going to happen. When you start loving God, when you really start loving God, you're going to get transformed into his image. Why? Because it just happens that way. Right? So when he comes in and he says to us, all things work together for our good. Can I tell you what he's saying? God gonna finish what he started. Woo! So if you come into revelation and understanding Philippians 1:6, that God completes a thing, woo! Then you get revelation and know that God is gonna finish what he started in you. Then you come into greater understanding that nothing is wrong. And even the mistakes I've made, and even though it may not be playing out in the moment how I feel it should, nothing is wrong because God is going to make all things right. Let me give you one more thing he gave me, and then we're going to get out of here. So when I was like, nothing is wrong. Okay, nothing is wrong. All things are working together for my good. Help me to stop overthinking things. Woo! So let me give you the next scripture. Psalms 112. I'm gonna read the whole thing. Yes, sir, I hear you. These are the traits. These are traits of the righteous. That's us. Happy. Woo! I'm done right there. I tell people all the time, when I meet believers, and they mean, you might be self-righteous, but you're not God-righteous. Because when you God-righteous, you transformed into the image of him, and God ain't, y'all stop all this. Somebody wrote a post the other day and was like, all this positivity, it's a culture. Well, if I'm his righteous, then I'm supposed to be happy. Everybody ain't gonna be happy. Happy is the person who fears the Lord, taking great delight in his commands. His descendants will be powerful in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. What you do, even like I was reading this, I'm like, Lord God, what I do is gonna bless my kids. What I do is going to bless my kids. What I do is going to change my kids' life. His descendants will be powerful in the land of the generation. So can I tell you something? For those of us who have lived in a negative mindset continuously, you're going to have to learn that nothing is wrong, or you're going to always be looking for everything to be wrong. Woo! Not understanding that even if it is wrong, God is going to work it out for my good. If you understand who the completer and who the finisher is, woo! He's the great finisher. He always completes what he starts. Ah, God, I thank you for this word today. I thank you we're getting delivered. I thank you we're getting set free. I thank you, Father God, we're breaking forth. I thank you we're coming out of old mindsets, new mindsets. I thank you, Lord God, that we are overcoming. My God, that we will not be. Can I tell you? So he says, health, his descendants will be powerful in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious. He is compassionate and righteous. Good will come to the one who lends generously and conducts his business fairly. Woo! He will never be shaken. The righteous one will be remembered forever. This is what I love. This is the part that he gave me. And it was funny. It was in my baby. The scripture was baby worry. It says he will not fear bad news. So when the Lord says to me, nothing is wrong, and then the enemy is like, you're going to get bad news all day. Well, that's conflicting. He was twisting the scripture the Lord had gave me. It says he will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. When I am righteous, can I tell you, when I'm righteous, when I understand my righteousness in Christ Jesus, not self-righteousness, I'm not getting ready to worry about bad news. Do you know the whole assignment of media is to pump fear, one of their assignments? So they always want you afraid of some plague. They always want you afraid of something. They always want you afraid. But if I am righteous, I'm not finna fear bad news. Why? Because my heart is confident and trusting the Lord. Can I tell you something the Lord told me? He said it's like an oxymoron with people who quote faith, but are so overwhelmed by pain or getting sick or disease. They trust me for finances, but don't trust me for health. And I used to be that way. I trusted him for health, but didn't trust him for finances. He said, that's weird. All of it go together. So this is an area, if I'm not trusting him for my health, then this is an area where I have to build up my health, because fear is not of God. He says, the righteous one will be remembered forever. He says, he will not fear bad news. This is a trait of a righteous person. I'm not going to fear bad news because my confidence is in trusting in the Lord. His heart is assured. He will not fear. In the end, he will live in triumph over his foes. He distributes freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. The wicked one will see it and be angry. He will gnash his teeth in despair, but the desire of the wicked will lead to ruin. So when the Lord wakes me up and says, nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. I feel like I need to take a, I feel like something just poured out of me. Come on, Crystal. I'm gonna walk in divine health and prosperity every day of my life. Everything I touch will prosper. It's gonna work. I'm gonna walk and live in ridiculous favor. I'm in my most place. I have a brand new mindset. I'm sober in my mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. My will is the will of God. Come on, y'all. I'm renewed in my thoughts daily. I have fresh grace every day. I have favor wherever my feet go. Come on, y'all. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Come on. Woo! It's going to work. It's going to happen. My God. I'm choosing joy today. I'm in control of my thoughts today. No person. They can't make you mad. My God, no person has control or power over me. My discernment is increasing daily. Woo! My tongue aligns with the kingdom of God. My God, I'm skilled in what I say. I'm renewed in my thoughts daily. I have fresh grace. I have perpetual supply. There is nothing that I need, woo, or want that God can't give me. I have new sight. I have new vision. My God. God is orchestrating miracles for me right now. Miracle signs and wonders are a part of my daily life. Come on, y'all. Woo! My God, divine doors of opportunity are opening for me today. I will not be moved by what I see. My future is bright. My future is determined by God. And I'm loved for who I am. I'm at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. It will work for me. My day is orchestrated by the word of God. Ooh! My feelings are just indicators that I need to pause and pray. I choose joy. It's not my will, but thy will be done. Nothing is missing. Nothing is lacking. Nothing is broken. Ooh! This is the beginning of my new year. I'm claiming it. I'm announcing it. All things are new. I'm completely made over. My mindset is new. My future is calling. I'm a bend, but I ain't gonna break. I know my purpose. I have so much clarity. I'm secure in God's love. The love of God determines I win. Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. My victory is in God's hand. I walk differently. I talk differently. I have insight, clarity, and wisdom for decision making. The scripture says, ask for wisdom. And guess what? He gonna give it. You can't be a kingdom kid and need wisdom and God not give it. Well, what if I do something and I make a mistake? Nothing is wrong. Woo! Nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. Woo! I'm secure in God's love. The love of God determines I win. Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. My victory is in God's hand. I walk differently. I talk differently. I have insight, clarity, and wisdom for decision making. I'm bold in the things of God. Jesus makes all things new. My past doesn't determine my purpose. I'm an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I see myself successful. I see myself prosperous. I live in total victory. God fights for me. I ain't gotta fight. God fights for me. My spiritual sight is 20/20. Doors are opening for me. I discern the times. Everything I put my hands to prospers. Woo! Come on. Give me your hands. Come on, give me your hands. Throw them up for me. Come on. My shield. Lord, I declare. I hear you, Lord. Yes, I decree and declare that this is a fresh start in your finances. Check you. That everything you touch will work. My God. And if there is any place you need to repent, like you haven't been handling things fairly, just, Lord, forgive me. I didn't handle finances fairly or right. And even if you don't, just, Lord, if there's places where I've not handled the work of my hands right or my finances right, Lord, forgive me. My God. And then your fresh start in your finances. And then he's going to bless. I hear you, Lord. Lord God, I thank you for, oh, my hands hot. Lord God, I thank you for blessing the work of their hands today. I thank you financially. You're giving them a fresh start. I thank you, Father God, for new contracts. I thank you, Father God, for open doors. I thank you, Lord God, for increase. I thank you, Lord God, for breakthroughs. I thank you, Lord God. My God, you'll give us the wisdom and we'll steward your finances well. We will not withhold from the kingdom. Father, forgive us if we've not been sowing and giving and tithing and doing the things that you've asked us to do because we've been afraid. Forgive us. Woo! Forgive us if we've lived in eros and wrong thinking. Forgive us. My God, thank you for the reset and the fresh start. My God, now make everything we do. Woo! He causes all things to become new. Bring them out of the negative in their bank account. Woo! Thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing them out of debt. Woo! My God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nothing is too far gone. Nothing is too far gone. Thank you for resetting and restoring their finances. Thank you for increasing and giving them more. Ooh, my God. Thank you, Lord God, for daily bread. In Jesus' name. Woo! He says, I live in total victory. God fights for me. My spiritual sight is 20/20. Doors are open for me. I discern the times. Everything I put my hands to prospers. God is for me. No weapon formed against me will work. Joy is my portion. Peace is my portion. Woo, it's going to work this time. I'm just telling you what I hear the Lord saying. Toy, it's going to work this time. I don't care what financial trouble you've gotten in. I don't care what's happening. I just keep hearing the Lord say it's going to work this time. Like it's going to work. He's going to bring you out. He's going to show you the increase. He's going to show you how to get out of debt. I just keep hearing it's going to work this time. Lord God, I thank you for even working, orchestrating miracles. I thank you for checks in the mail. I thank you for sudden cash apps. I thank you for people who will obey and trust and give into the lives of your people. I just keep hearing the Lord say, it's going to work this time. Just trust him in your finances. If you haven't been given to the kingdom, learn to give to the kingdom. Don't let nobody lie to you and tell you it's not important. It's important. Woo! I'm living my best life. My tongue creates life for me. I have self-control. Woo! I can wait patiently. Grace abounds towards me. I'm not moved by what I see. Angels go to work. Woo! Angels go get our harvest from the north, south, east, west. I didn't talk to you. From all known and unknown sources. Woo! Grace abounds towards me. I need to teach on that too. When the scripture says grace abounds towards me, it means financially, everything is coming to me the way it's supposed to. My name is spoken in places it needs to be. The Holy Spirit advocates for me. My life reflects the kingdom of heaven. I have authority over principalities and rulers of darkness because Jesus conquered those things. I will win. I will win. My future is bright. I am well loved and respected. I will lean into the wisdom of God. I trust God with all my heart. I'm kind and gentle. I'm meek. I keep the peace. I have sound mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. I win. I win. I win. I live in the shalom of God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. Can I tell y'all something? God said it, not LMJ. God said it. So I believe it. I believe finance is about to get a fresh start. I believe y'all are about to experience a level breakthrough you've never experienced before. My God, I believe we're about to see God's hand so strong in your life. God said it, so I believe it. And wherever you're having a problem, I was praying over y'all this morning. Lord, help them in their unbelief. Help them in the places where they're still struggling to believe. Wherever you're struggling still to believe, Lord, I thank you that you are helping them in their unbelief. God said it, I believe it. Woo! Can you put that in the comments? Can that be your agreement with what went forward today? God said it, I believe it. God said it, I believe it. God said it, I believe it. Woo! Lord, I thank you for opening doors for them today. My God. Let me just worship him for a second. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is he. 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 Holy, holy, holy is he. My God, I thank you. My God, I bless you. My God, I praise you. My God, I glorify you. Lord, we bring every care, concern before you today. And we thank you for the answer is yes and amen. We thank you. There will be no broken promises. We thank you that we will see your strong hand. Woo! Throw your weight around for me. In Jesus' name, amen. I love y'all. Woo! I love y'all so much. Hey, the Lord places it on your heart to partner with this ministry. You can go to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can give or partner there. Lord God, I thank you. Bless the giving of your people today. I thank you, Father God, that the double rests on their life, that they will see an immediate harvest. Woo! An everlasting harvest, one that won't go away. In Jesus' name, amen. I love y'all. Listen, Monday here. Saturday, prayer call. Ladies, if you subscribe to the website, you'll get the information about the prayer call. Same number if you've been on before, same Zoom number. Be here in the morning, 7 a.m. And it's not just prayer. It's a lot that God gives us. Cannot wait to see how he does today because we're going to be present. And today, go do some fun. I'm giving me some sushi today. Go get some fun. I'm going to get some sushi today. I love sushi. I'm giving me some sushi today. Yes. And I am really, I told the Lord, I said, I really want to enjoy my day today. And I'm really going to enjoy my day. Don't be looking mad. You got to work. I really got to enjoy my day today. I love y'all so, so much. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you. 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 Thank you.